It's the Mornings with Ed show. And I've been looking forward to this for quite some time. All right, I told you that a few weeks ago I was out at the ranch, and I'm constantly discovering just fascinating people that do wonderfully noble, cool things. One of those people is Brooke Briggs, who's with us this morning. Brooke is with Magic Steps Music. Now, what I saw, what I witnessed, was her gathering kids from all different ages and walks of life and everything. I mean, they were as young as 4 and as old as in their teens, some of them. And she got them all together and gave them each a little musical instrument. And by the end, within 30 minutes, man, this was a band. This was really cool. So I'm delighted to have her here. We're going to listen to a song. We're going to have her talk to us and tell us a little bit about what she does. It's all kinds of stuff involved. They're beginning gymnastics, there's school skill classes with her. Ladies and gentlemen from Laguna Beach in our downtown, how are you this morning, by the way?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you so much for coming. You're going to give us a little welcome song, a little hello song to start us off?
Yes, I was going to give you the welcome song that we sing weekly when the kids come in.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brooke Briggs.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Circle like we do in class, and we sing to all the kids. We sing their names, so it'd be like something like this. Hello to Isabella, so glad to see you. Hello to Hudson, so glad to see you. Hello to William, so glad to see you. Hello, and then the mommies, to the mommies, so glad to see you. Hello to the dad.
Thank you, Brooke Briggs, and welcome, and hello to you as well.
Hello, I
noticed you didn't say hello to Ed, but that's okay. You know, that's all right. It's okay, standing right here in front of you. That's all right, story of my life, last guy picked, whatever. tell me about obviously you love working with children.
I do.
Tell me about how this started.
I do. I actually fell in love with and found the program as a parent.
Okay.
I grew up in a very musical family. And sang in choirs, but I was working a corporate job at the time and was on maternity leave with my child. Mm-hmm. Enrolled her in this music class and just was blown away by the program. And in an effort to learn more about it, I went on their website, which is musictogether.com, and started to look up, the benefits of the program and how it was going to benefit my child musically. Mm-hmm. And I saw a little link that said become a teacher, and that was about 10 years ago. And so I went and got trained to become a teacher, and then I started my business here in Laguna. So that's where it all started.
So I need to tell you this. So when I saw you out at the ranch a few weeks ago, that's what I was struck by, was this immediate connection that you have with the kids, and not just the little ones, or you have a connection with all of those kids, and it's immediate.
Thank you.
No, it's very cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tell me about the importance of music in a child's life.
Yeah. Well, first, I just want to start off by saying thank you for that, and I feel like it's my passion to work with the kids, and for me, I'm not this performer in the music class. It's not about me being the best singer. It's about being a facilitator of music. And so I think that you saw that my love for working with the kids, and the kids get to see how much I love music and how much fun it is. So, when people come into my class and when the kids come into my class, I don't necessarily think that they're always just listening to, how well I sound. It's about all of us making music, and then they can see that, music you know, so they see my passion for how much fun music can be. And so that's, you know, so that's part of it. But yeah, so let me just describe a little bit about the Music Together program that I teach. Is an internationally research-based music and movement program. So it's taught worldwide, and their philosophy is that we're all born with the ability to sing in tune. Right. But it's all about lots of exposure to music early on, and they can learn how to sing in tune by the age of 4.
Wow.
And the research shows that. So in our class, these kiddos and their parents, they meet with me weekly. The research shows that children learn best through the modeling of their caregiver. So that's why the caregiver is so important. That, you know, either that be a parent,
right,
or a nanny, whoever is spending the most time with the child. The children, they acquire their disposition from their nanny or their caregiver. So the parents and the children come in weekly, and they learn these group of songs. They actually learn the art of making music, right, rather than just
singing along to tunes.
Yeah,
right,
singing along and just receiving music. So that's where the magic happens. And so the class is infant to age 4, okay, and so if the infants start off
right
where they're just sitting in, you know, their parents' laps, and they're amazed by their parents just tapping their knees and the sound that's coming out of their parents' mouth. So they're not able to do a whole lot. They're just taking it all in.
So the infants don't get like a tambourine or a guitar.
They're
right
not
away,
ready
right?
for that. And parents are like, "Oh, is my baby too young for the music class?" And I'm like, absolutely not. You know, music is a language that right. needs to be taught from birth, right?
Right?
So just like language, we talk to our babies, you know, and then by the time they're about a year old or, you know, 8 months old, they start to understand everything we're saying. It's the same with music. The earlier on that we start singing to them, the earlier on that they'll realize, like, that's a language, and they'll start singing back.
How early did it start for you? When did you first become musically inclined, if I should say?
Well, I mean, I can't ever remember in my life a time that there wasn't music.
Right.
Like my mother's mother was a music teacher as well,
right,
and played the piano. But the thing is that my mom's, you know, tone, so she could sing in tune, but, you know, her tonality
right.
maybe wasn't as of a performer,
right,
you know? So some people might say, oh, I can't sing, which I hear that a lot.
That's
from
me
people.
Right there. I can't. It sounds like you're dragging cardboard in your car under your car or something when I'm singing. Yeah.
But I want to tell people a lot of times that, well, you know, maybe, I mean, you can sing in tune, but maybe you might not be, a performer.
Right.
But our goal in class is really to get these kids singing in tune so they can just enjoy music, you know, so they can just sing along and,
right.
and enjoy it. So the babies start off that way, and they're just receiving it, and you know, they're learning, they're taking in so much the music in infants. It supports so much neurological development. And there's a lot you could look up about that.
So tell me where parents can find you.
So the parents can find me through the Laguna Beach City's website,
okay.
LagunaBeachCity.net.
Okay.
And
that's a maze.
Yeah.
It's a maze sometimes. So just go right to LagunaBeachCity.net.
Yeah, LagunaBeachCity.net. Oh, thank you for saying that. Yeah, LagunaBeachCity.net, and they can find Magic Steps Music Together. The classes, Music Together is the music program. They can find other classes that I teach, Artful Every Day.
And this is over by the Montage?
And my new studio.
Yeah, let's get to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, my new studio is going to be right across from the Montage Hotel. And I have the address. It's just right off of Wesley Street and PCH.
So it's over in that center where the CVS is.
It's actually across the street. It's attached to the Annalise Preschool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So I'm super excited. And our classes are on break right now, but we come back the week of September 16th. Okay. I'll have classes like, you know, every day of the week, music, art classes, even gymnastics classes that they can sign up for, and the sessions are 10 weeks long.
Okay.
And they come once a week.
All right. Yeah. And they find you at LagunaBeachCity.net.
City.net.
All right. Can you play us out? Can we get another song on
yes.
the way out?
Yes.
All right. Once again, if you missed any portion of this, don't feel bad. Give me a call, 949-715-5936. I will direct you exactly how to find Brooke. This is Brooke Briggs. She's going to be playing us out here. I, and I'm hoping that I get like a kazoo or some tambourines where I could help at some point.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, here you go. We'll give you a little egg shakers.
Oh, thank you. All right, I'm helping. All right.
Yeah.
I can help.
So perfect.
All right.
So we do a lot of improvising. I didn't get to go, into it, but a whole lot. But, as they start to get older in the class, the kids start to help me with coming up with different verses for our songs.
Okay.
So this is a little blue car. Oh, sorry.
No, that's
sorry. Little blue car, little blue car, little blue car, my little blue car. We'll sing, my little blue car, my little blue car, my little blue car, my little blue car. How we gonna get where we're going if we don't have a little blue car? How we gonna get back home if we don't have a little blue car? Then I'll ask the kiddos, do you have a bike or a wagon? And they'll say, I have a bike. And I'll say, what color is your bike? And they'll say, I have a blue bike. And we'll say, little blue bike, little blue bike, little blue bike, my little blue bike. We'll sing together. Little blue bike, little blue bike, good. Little blue bike, my little blue bike. How are we gonna get where we're going? How gonna get where we're going if we don't have a little blue bike? How gonna get back home if we don't have a little blue bike? And that song can go on and on.
Thank you so much for the shaker.
The art of making music.
I got to tell you, for weeks, I couldn't wait for this moment. I'm so glad you're here. You do amazing work, and watching you with children just absolutely warms my heart.
Thank you so much for having me.
No, thank you so much for coming, and please come back anytime.
Thank you.
Again, your classes start again September 16th.
Yes.
And people can find you at LagunaBeachCity.net. All right.
Yeah. Or actually, my website is also MagicStepsMusic.com. It has a list of all the classes too. Either way.
All right. And either way, if you missed any of that, call me up here. I'll have it for you. That's Brooke Briggs. Thanks, Brooke.
Thank you.
All right.